You're listening to SBS News.
Mariam Zahid first fled to Australia as a refugee from Afghanistan 26 years ago. Since then, she's been an advocate for women in her community being able to live freely and openly in their new home of Australia through her organisation Afghan Women on the Move. They help provide skills training, financial literacy, and employment opportunities to women while helping to heal trauma through art programs and support groups. I'm Sam Dover, and I spoke to Mariam after one of her latest efforts to get the word out about her organisation, a one-act play called The Good Woman, which shares some of the stories of women helped by Afghan Women on the Move.
Where did your work with Afghan Women on the Move come from? Could you talk a little bit about when and why you moved to Australia and how that inspired what you do?
Well, the reason I moved to Australia, I was forced to leave my country due to war and displacement. So that was something that I've become a refugee, and that's the meaning of refugee, when you're forced from your country because of the war. When I kind of came to Australia, the first thing I've noticed that there were some young women that in the airport, they were not walking with male guardians, so there was no mahram with them. And I said, you know what? Actually, I can go in places without, you know. But still, I had the fear of what I'm going to do, how I'm going to live in these foreign countries without the language, without knowing their culture and all of that. But that freedom of you still have the protection of law and order here, that gives me a lot of sense of belongings. But at the same time, I made sure that I continue my studies. And I also wanted to have a career, which is now I'm in the community development sector.
And how long ago was that, sorry?
That was 26 years ago. I feel too old. And why I did the Afghan Woman on the Move is to kind of, to be honest, to begin with, it was to make friends for myself and to kind of get out of that bubbles of you only can be this. And I thought, okay, how about we meet more women and see what else can we become with all this freedom and promises that Australia has given. And look, we are keep moving forward.
And could you describe a little bit about what Afghan Women on the Move is and what the ultimate kind of goal is of the organization?
The ultimate goal for Afghan Women on the Move is to become a very strong, very sustainable organization to empower more women to do what they like to do. We wanted to kind of work with women and kind of see who's doing what and how can we improve what they like. It's not that we don't want to just push them to our narrative that you got to be an actor or you're going to be just, you know, be a politician. I just want to become so welcoming and so accommodating to build the capacity and capability of women.
And could you explain a little bit to an Australian audience that might not be familiar with some of the barriers that you talk about with Afghan women in Australia? A lot of people think, oh, you've come to Australia, you must have, you know, no restrictions, you can live as you want now. What are some of those barriers that kind of persist, and how are you hoping to address them?
One thing that I can say 100% that when you come from very conservative countries like Afghanistan, the expectation of both religious views and cultural views are very much embedded here in Australia as well. The women may walk free to the butcher shop or to this ethnic shop on their local street, but further to that, the husband or the family will kind of make her that you don't know or you don't go out, because that brings shame on ourselves. Even with my driving class and driving programs, there were some women that the husband said, if she gets behind the wheel, that means that she can drive herself everywhere and I can't control her.
And what do some of, you mentioned driving programs there, what are some of the programs that your organization does, and in a day-to-day sort of work level, what does Afghan Women on the Move do for these women?
With the focus we have that when women wakes up in the morning to the time she puts her head on the pillow, what her day will look like apart from dropping kids off and clean the house. So can she go still and study English or a career that she wants to build on, where she can go and how can she accommodate her time, and you know, but also at the same time, so we have these life skill projects, which is drive to employment, mentorship, swimming, therapeutic art programs, and women empowerment in general, that we make sure that we take women and bring them places where this is their first experience and push them like kind of off the cliff, that it's not scary. Don't be scared and don't be ashamed as well, that if you kind of feel that you are not 100% Afghan, it doesn't make you less human.
And could you explain when and why you decided to step outside of those sort of stereotypical roles for women and choose to be an advocate on behalf of other women? Like, what moment, I guess, did you realize that you wanted to do this kind of work?
When I was pregnant and found out that I'm having a daughter, and that was the time that I was like, nah, she's not going through what I've been through. She's not going to wait and beg and be ashamed of being, a refugee or a woman or this and that. I wanted to kind of find a bit of freedom that here, if she work hard, if she carry values, then she can do whatever she likes. So I started modeling her for myself to see if it works, and it really worked. You know, Afghan mom, they become a bit pushy, but I kind of saw my daughter, and now through my daughter, I feel like if it works for myself, my daughter, and my sisters, it's going to work for other women as well, because we're coming from the same religion, same culture, same patriarchy, same community. So we're not very much different, because we've been living in isolation. So once you are left in isolated areas, you kind of mold in each other, and it just there's no difference.
And I guess, why did you choose to make a play and make like an artistic expression of sharing some of the experiences of, you know, women that you've helped and your own story as well? I mean, why did you choose to make a play and make like an artistic expression of this experience rather than, you know, the traditional route? Like, what value did you think would...
Yeah, I think art gives a softer entry to the heart and minds of people, and especially I'm working with trauma and intergenerational trauma and conflict. So giving them just standing on the stage and giving them lectures and bringing all these government bodies to tell them what to do and what not to do, it would have been pretty daunting and scary. But working through art, it gives them that sense of that actually... It makes sense, and through my artwork, which I've done a couple of exhibitions, the Good Women, the One Dance at the time, all of them made it so easy for community to connect, but also with women, especially, as I said, women and men that have experienced war and trauma.
And when you talk about empowering women with these life skills, driving financial advice, is it just kind of trying to break down some of those barriers so they feel empowered to live as they want, as you say?
Yeah, definitely. But there are those cultural expectation that you drive, but you drive because you're going to drop the kids off and pick up and get the grocery. But our program's called Drive to Employment. Only if they have the ambition to go and look for a job, only if they're going to make their resumes first, do 5 classes of digital and financial literacy, look for a job, and then we give them free driving lessons. So it's a kind of a push for them to kind of see outside of that just narrative that told us that the more kind of a housewife without much to ask, but we would, my call is even from the way I live, that I can be a good wife, a good mother, a good person, but also have a career and do what I like.
And what's next for the organization? What are you hoping to build on from here, and what does that look like?
Organization like us, because we're a non-profit, we're a small organization, we are a startup. First of all, I'm going to look for fundings, to be honest, and I'm being honest here. So funding, support, and kind support, mentors, people that comes and bring, you know, put programs together. And then once you kind of find that sustainability and the organization, then you kind of will, okay, now I'm going to work with this woman that she's 18 or she's 21 or she's 30 for the next 4 years, because no one will learn in 1 year. And women that never experienced job outside, driving, learning the language, you can't just expect them to come in a play and then tomorrow she gets up and go, I want to be this. No, it's going to take, it's a longer journey than what I am. Here I am after 26 years. So imagine, the journey. My community is not very welcoming in the space of women empowerment. We have a very male-dominated community. It's very patriarchal. It's very religious. And the interpretation of religion can be varies from community and countries to countries. So the good women in my community is a soft-spoken and at-home women. So women like me, there's a big question on me in the community. So for me to kind of prove it, but to also first start teaching them by this small steps, whether it can be through cooking shows or a play or just a Mariam that, you know, post a photo with her family and her husband and her kids and say that, look, I am married, I look after my kids, I cook, and sometimes intentionally I put my cooking recipes or cooking plates so they don't think that I'm always out and don't care about my husband and my kids. So there's, it's kind of that you prove, try to prove yourself for yourself and then for your husband and then for your family and then for your community. So I will do anything to soften that expectation and that anger and the fear that this man created in our community.
And it, but it does sound like quite a lot of pressure on you as well to project this image to the community that you're a responsible woman that takes care of your family. And, you know, you have to kind of be on your best behavior, I imagine, at all times. And is it, does that affect you in a way? Is that difficult?
There are nights that I go and cry at home. There are nights that I finish an event or a speaking session. I go in the car. I take all these jewelries, whatever I'm wearing for the show. I cry. There were times that I felt that I am useless, actually. Nothing has changed. But then you see things like that, that, you know, your programs get sold out and people want to come. The women comes. The Afghan men start coming. So all of these steps feels that now I've taken this out and I'm going to leave a legacy that she tried her best.